We are in Siman Pei Tes at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah. We've done the first two Sifim. We'll be doing the third and fourth, Gimel and Dalet. Oser lo lehisasek b'tzrochav o leilech l'derech ad sheyispal tefillah shmon esrei. It is also to take care of your own personal needs or to go on a journey until you daven. Obviously, you're allowed to drive to shul. You're allowed to take a ride. You're allowed to go and take a long walk to shul. But going on some journey somewhere, and then you'll daven there, but you're not going to daven there. You're going to do something else, and you'll daven once you get there. That's usur. So it's taking care of personal needs or going on a journey. At what point does this isur begin? So if it's before Alos HaShachar, it's certainly mutter. We're talking about once Alos HaShachar has come. There is an Eliyarabba who says that if you said some brachas, it is mutter. The Mishtabur comes out and says as follows. Once Alos HaShachar has arrived, you're not allowed to do your own personal things and you're not allowed to go out on a journey before davening. However, a half hour before Alos HaShachar, at that point, it is also usur, but if you said brachas, there one could be lenient. There's another very big chiddush here in the Mishnah Brura, which he brings he brings from the Kesef Mishnah, and that is that this halacha applies even to Mincha and Maariv. That once the Zman Mincha or Maariv has come, that there will also be an isser of going on a journey or doing your own personal tzrachim. It's a very big chiddush. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings down what happens if you're going somewhere, you're going on a journey, and you're going with several people, and they refuse to wait for you. So if it's a shas hadchak, so he says the halacha would be that you're allowed to go, even though it's already the zman tefillah, the zman tefillah. In fact, even if it's after nates, if you don't have a brayer, then you could go. Further, says the Ramah, V'yesh makilim la'achar sha'omru miktsas brachas kodim sha'omru barach sha'omar v'tov la'achmir bazeh. Some are makel if you say some of the brachas before you said barach sha'omar. Further, v'lo lechol, it is usur to eat. V'lo lishtos, it's usur to drink. Avol mayim mutter lishtos kodem atfila bein b'chol bein b'shabbos v'yontif. So it is usur to eat or drink before davening, with the exception of water, and this includes Shabbos and Yontif, although normally you can't eat before Kiddush. If you haven't davened yet, you can have water before davening, whereas once you're done davening, you're not allowed to have any water until after Kiddush. Now, with this halacha, the Mishnah Brura says this is even if you're going to have a small amount. So although there are halachas in other times, like for example, before the Zman of Maariv, and once the Zman of Maariv has come, the halacha is that you're allowed to have a little bit, but you cannot have a kibetza of cake. You can have fruit, you can't have a kibetza of cake. Before Shacharis, all of this is usur. The reason it's usur is there are two things. First of all, the Pasuk says, L'sochlo al hadam, Chazal learned an asmachta out of here, don't eat until you were mispal for your blood. The other thing is, osi hoshlachta achar gevecha, the Gemara says, it is wrong, achar shen is goyazeh, after you did something that showed that you're into yourself, then you go and daven to Hashem. Therefore, even ti'ima is asr. Water is not gaiveh, and that is mutter. Says the Mishnah Brura, if you're having water, the water can be hot. If the water is hot, you're allowed to put a little bit of tea or coffee into it in order to give you a little more zest so you'll be able to daven with kavana. Now, if that's the case, then you may be tempted to put milk or sugar into it, or both. Says the Mishnah Brura, no, it's got to be without sugar. But it seems like the minag is lahakel, he says, where people do put sugar into their coffee. The Mishnah Brura's maskani is, don't put sugar into your coffee. What you could do is put a cube of sugar into your mouth and drink it, and drink the coffee then. The reason being that if you find coffee too bitter without sugar, You're really drinking water. You put some coffee into it so that you'll have more energy to daven. You now can't drink bitter coffee, so put a sugar cube in your mouth so that the bitter coffee will be sweetened, at least to the extent that it won't be difficult to swallow. Whereas if someone really isn't feeling so well before davening, we'll see soon for refuah, it's certainly mutter, but if someone is just not feeling well, the halacha is he should say Shema first, and then he is allowed to drink or eat whatever is necessary. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down not to have a group of people drinking together before davening. Because once that happens, you may even end up missing Zman Krishma or even Zman Tefillah. You should get on with davening. You need to drink something before davening, water, some coffee without sugar and milk, just so that you'll be able to make it through davening, that's fine. But don't congregate, don't make a whole thing over it. Says the Mechaber now, V'chein ochlin u'mashkin l'refuah mutter. If it's actually for refuah itself, someone is ill, the halacha is that all of that is mutter. In the case of someone who is weak, and he just finds that it's difficult to daven without eating or drinking before davening, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're better off davening b'yechidus early and then eating after davening than waiting for the tzibur to daven, in which case you're going to have to eat before davening. It means it is better, according to the Mishnah Berurah, to daven b'yechidus without eating than to daven b'tzibur with eating. Sivdalin hatsomei v'harayev, someone is extremely hungry or thirsty. Harein b'chala cholim, im yesh bo yecholus l'chavan da'ato yispalel. If the person is very hungry and thirsty, but he could possibly have kavana, he should daven without eating. V'imlav, im rotzal yispalel ad sheyochol v'yishteh. If a person is so hungry and thirsty, they get up in the morning and they feel so drained that they really can't have any kavana in davening, the halacha is that they are allowed to eat and drink before davening. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah says this even applies b'zman hazeh, where we generally discount our kavana. We say that that's not called kavana. Nevertheless, it would be matur eating or drinking before davening. He is not talking about Shabbos. On Shabbos, we will see in Hilchos Shabbos, in Yirtzeh Hashem, that if a person is a chola and is allowed to eat before davening, he really has to make kiddush at that point. It's only that for everybody else, the zman suda hasn't come. That's why they're allowed to have water without kiddush. But someone who is allowed to eat because for purposes of refuah, he's supposed to eat before davening, he would even have to make kiddush.